D is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Wednesday, March 4th edition. Most of the Democrats are speaking somewhat the same talking points that Governor Gretchen Whitmer put out. Those in Washington, D.C., though, the U.S. congressmen and the U.S. senators, Democrats, and even a couple of Republicans, Senator Rand Paul, Congressman Massey, both from Kentucky. Well, they say Iran must not have a nuclear weapon. However, we cannot have a costly, prolonged war. Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a statement yesterday, believes that the Iranian regime sponsored terrorism around the world, murdering many thousands of its people along the way. So it should not have a nuclear weapon. That said, the governor is of the mindset that with all the economic chaos happening at home, the United States cannot afford a costly, prolonged war. According to documents on the governor's position on Iran obtained by MERS News Service, Whitmer was immediately briefed by the Michigan National Guard, who has been in close contact with the Michigan State Police on the recent airstrikes of key areas in Iran and Israel. She believes the United States needs to outline a clear strategy with defined goals while doing everything in its power to protect service members engaged in the operation or stationed at bases in the region. Whitmer sees the situation as extremely fragile, but that, in the end, the Iranian people should be the ones to decide the future of their country. Whitmer believes that Congress has a role to play and that they have the responsibility to get answers to outstanding questions. Whether it's on tariffs or congressional authorization of war, Congress needs to do a better job and get engaged as representatives of the people. Governor Whitmer went on to say the administration needs to allow Congress to do its job. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. With all due respect, Governor Whitmer, you need to read the Powers Act. You need to understand that the president does not need congressional oversight nor approval to do what he's doing. We now know, reports came out yesterday, that the Iranian negotiators sitting down with Stephen Blitzkopf and Jared Kushner started the conversation with, we've got 60% enriched uranium that can be turned into 11, not 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, but 11 nuclear bombs. That was their opening volley, sitting down and negotiating. Are you kidding me? You're going to open up this negotiation with telling us that you've got 60% enrichment of uranium that is capable of putting together and making and building 11 nuclear bombs, and that's what you want to open with. When President Trump has made it very, 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 very clear, you will never have a nuclear bomb. This is what these idiots opened with. Well, if they went back to President Trump and said their opening statement to us is they are already in possession of enough enriched uranium to make 11 nuclear bombs, what do you think Trump's immediate conclusion was from that statement? Forget about anything else they talked about. Forget about any other deals they talked about. Forget about anything else that was even said at the meeting. I know Donald Trump very well. I read his book, The Art of the Deal, like 15 times in my life. You know what Donald Trump said to them? He raised his hand with a stop sign, put up his hand to stop talking. That's all I needed to hear. I don't need to hear anything else about your negotiations. I don't need to hear anything else about what they had to say. Stop talking. Thank you. I appreciate your time. Thanks for the report. I've made my decision. You're going to threaten Donald Trump and the United States of America's negotiators with the opening volley that we have enough enriched uranium to build 11 nuclear bombs, and you think this is going to go well for you? You don't know President Trump. You don't know Bibi Netanyahu. So they're going to shut down the Straits of Hormuz, which handles 20% of the oil in the world that gets moved around, because that's going to cause oil prices to go up, which is going to cause gasoline prices to go up. And in a midterm election, not good for Republicans, not good for President Trump's party. Oh, and by the way, we're going to throw some ballistic missiles at and hope that they hit and cause severe damage to the military bases that you have in your Middle East allies area of the region. So they're going to fire and hit nearby the U.S. Embassy in Saudi Arabia. They're going to hit Qatar. They're going to hit Bahrain. They're going to hit all these allies of the United States that Donald Trump made it his number one first priority when he was sworn in on January 20th of 2025 and gave his inaugural address, being the 47th president of the United States. What was the very first foreign trips that Donald Trump took, I believe in February and March, maybe even April of 2025? Where did he go? Did he go visit Europe? No. Did he have a sit down and go to Canada? No. Did he go to Mexico? No. Where did he go? The Middle East. Announcing at every one of the stops that he went to, landing on Air Force One, that this particular country we're in, Qatar today, they're making a $1 trillion investment in the United States. He went around basically getting financial commitments from those Arab nations, and guess what? Came back with a pot full of money. Major investments from these foreign countries that want to do business, want to expand their trade with the United States. Trade deals coming out of the butt of his portfolio. The guy was packed with trade deals and money. Building a relationship with these Arab nations where our bases are located. And Iran thinks that if they attack those bases and kill U.S. service members, that Donald Trump will be put under so much pressure by the Democrats in Washington that they'll have to stop the bombing. Gretchen Whitmer, U.S. Congressmen and senators Democrats in Washington, D.C., that's not going to stop Donald Trump. If anything, it's going to expedite. It's going to increase because he knows the Wars Power Act is basically 60 to 90 days, depending on exactly what starts, when it starts. The timeline is a little, has some ambiguity to it. But he's got 60 days to do what he wants, and it started this past Saturday. Well, guess what? He's got a whole lot of time. They've only been doing this for, what, 5 days now? I got news for you, people. It's not going to be prolonged, and he doesn't need Congress to play a role. Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Congress has a role to play. No, they don't. Whitmer believes that they have a responsibility to get answers to these outstanding questions. Nope, sorry. President doesn't have to tell them anything. Although he gave them the courtesy of having his Secretary of State, Marco Rubio, brief the top leaders in the U.S. House and the U.S. Senate yesterday. And get off your stupid tariffs thing. Tariffs is a moot point. Tariffs is not causing inflation on anything. Donald Trump is using tariffs to get fair trade deals, and the majority of the countries are eating the tariffs. They're not passing them on into the price of their goods, products, and services. Consumers aren't paying higher prices because of tariffs. So Whitmer, get off of it. You're showing how absolutely illiterate you are when it comes to macroeconomics and tariffs and trade. I know this little press release here is your precursor to you running to be president, but you got a whole lot of learning to do, lady. Whitmer continued, and whether the United States should have even gotten involved in the first place, Whitmer is of the mindset that the federal government makes determinations as to when and how the military should be used. This isn't a state issue. It's a federal issue. The federal government makes the determinations. Again, showing your ignorance. It is not the federal government. It is the commander in chief. The buck stops with one guy, and his name is Donald J. Trump. Congress and Senate have nothing to do with this. Well, she has a couple of paragraphs here, her final thoughts. So we'll let her wrap up her precursor to running for president in 2028. Lady, you got a whole lot to learn about how Washington and the President of the United States has powers in our U.S. Constitution. Showing your ignorance. Unbelievable. Her wrap-up of her press release, final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment, we're going to wrap up the press conference, the press statement that Governor Gretchen Whitmer put out yesterday afternoon as her precursor to being president, her run for president in 2028. Iran must not have a nuclear weapon, but we cannot have a costly, prolonged war. Again, to reiterate, she says, Congress has a role to play. Governor Whitmer believes that they have a responsibility to get answers to outstanding questions. Whether it's tariffs or congressional authorization of war, Congress needs to do its job and get engaged as representatives of the people. That said, this administration needs to allow Congress to do its job. On whether the United States should have gotten involved in the first place, Whitmer is of the mindset that the federal government makes determinations as to when and how the military should be used. This isn't a state issue. Well, that, she finally said something that's correct. But again, it's not the federal government, it's the commander-in-chief. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, while most recently visiting Europe in Germany, she visited with Michigan National Guard members serving in Germany. We have bases all over the world. She said Michigan's men and women in the military stand ready to answer if called up for service. Her goal has always been to ensure that they've had the resources and the training to do the best job possible, which is why it's so important that we got the fighter mission at Selfridge Air Force Base. End of press statement by presidential candidate Governor Gretchen Whitmer for 2028. Well, longtime Patriot brother listening to the show this morning, Gabe Ajima. Whitmer, sorry, I'm so ticked off right now. My throat's closing up. Dave's text into the show. Governor Whitmer is militarily ignorant. Congress is a intentional leaking organization, especially people like Omar, Tlaib, Jeffries. Not all congressmen are to be trusted, and none of them have to go through a security clearance as I did in the military to get a top secret clearance. But yet they are privy to top secret information. He continues, they, meaning Congress, U.S. senators, all need to go through a security clearance. And if they fail, then no Congress position. If you can't pass a security clearance, Dave thinks you shouldn't even be a congressman or a U.S. senator, let alone be on these committees that get to hear this information. I agree with them. Top secret security clearances dive into every aspect of your life. Every aspect. In order for Dave to get that top secret security clearance that he did, the dude was spotless. Everybody is spotless if you get that top secret security clearance. I wouldn't trust Rashida Tlaib, Omar, any of the Democrats in the House. And you're going to give security clearance to Senator Adam Schiff from California? Are you kidding me? While Donald Trump is president? I don't think so. Well, the bottom line, Marco Rubio, who I believe is doing a great job as Secretary of State, he gave the press briefing to the U.S. congressmen and the U.S. senators. Majority of their questions were answered. There was one little dust-up in the media from the far left. Oh, Bibi Netanyahu dragged America and Donald Trump into this mission. Bibi Netanyahu on Sean Hannity's show, not last night, the night before, he laughed. He said, you guys don't know Donald Trump very well, do you? You don't drag Donald Trump anywhere. Donald Trump is a strong, his own man, and he will do what he wants to do, and nobody is dragging him anywhere. You can have a productive meeting with the man. He's reasonable. He's willing to listen. But in the end, he calls the shots. Anything that the United States military does is because of Donald Trump. Period. End of discussion. Netanyahu laughed. I didn't don't drag Donald Trump anywhere. Are you kidding me? Well, this isn't going to be prolonged. It is not a war. We cannot have a costly, prolonged war. It's not a war, Whitmer. You and the Democrats have to understand this. A war would require Congress to approve a war. Absolutely is a requirement. It's in our Constitution. But the War Powers Act gives him limited time to do strikes, and that's exactly what they're doing. And it's unfortunate, it is horrific that we've even lost some military members in this mission. But you're killing United States military? You just motivated Donald Trump that much more. Hour number two coming after the news and sports. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pain.